Residents across New York State have been participating in listening sessions on whether the state should legalize recreational marijuana. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, most of the people at the listening sessions support a regulated marijuana program, according to the governor's office.
In January, Cuomo solicited a report from the Department of Health, which said the pros outweigh the cons of having a regulated marijuana market. Cuomo then announced a regulated marijuana work group to look at all of the issues that would need to be addressed in legislation. Alfonso David, counsel to the governor, is overseeing the work group and says the public listening sessions are assisting them with drafting legislation.
We want to hear from people that live in all of our communities about a regulated marijuana program. What does it look like? Where should it go? What should be the restrictions, if any? What are the conditions that we should think about placing on such a program?
David says while it is still too soon to draw any detailed conclusions, most people support legalizing marijuana for a variety of reasons.
Some believe that it's important to do that because other states that are adjacent to New York State are doing that, and we have to think about the economic impact that it will have on New York. Others believe that it's appropriate because of the collateral consequences that it's had on communities of color.
David says the program will be limited to adults 21 years and older. The hope is to advance legislation next year. He says there will be a tax component, and the work group is also looking at providing some kind of remedy for those affected by the criminalization of marijuana. In Syracuse, Tom Agnarelli, WRVO News.